Welcome to the CGMF Prayer Line. This is Reverend Vossen, and I'm so glad that you're with us today. Turn with me to the book of Genesis, chapter 21. Chapter 21. And I have a subject today that I hope will touch your heart, but also encourage your soul by the time we finish. Verse 8 of chapter 21 of Genesis. Reading from the Common English Bible. The boy grew and stopped nursing. On the day he stopped nursing, Abraham prepared a huge banquet. Sarah saw Hagar's son laughing, the one Hagar, the Egyptian, had borne to Abraham. So she said to Abraham, "Send this servant away with her son. This servant's son won't share the inheritance with my son." This upset Abraham terribly, because the boy was his son. God said to Abraham, "Don't be upset about the boy and your servant. Do everything Sarah tells you to do, because your descendants will be traced through Isaac. But I will make of your servant's son a great nation too, because he is also your descendant." Hagar would go forth, sent away from the encampment, but God would be with her even as her son is crying out, needing something to drink. And God will miraculously minister and bring forth a well to sustain them. And later on, God would show forth his grace in their hearts and lives in a covenant relationship. But Isaac was the promised child of God that would be miraculous and would be the one receiving the birthright. And God had a very special plan with him, and yet it wasn't an easy one to carry out, because Abraham and Sarah had gotten before God's plan, and Sarah had asked Hagar to come in to be with her husband, and we know the story. And Abraham bedded with his handmaid, which was appropriate, and she bore a son. But the attitude that came forth from that, and etc., caused harm to the relationship. There was a jealousy that developed even after Isaac was born. It didn't seem like the two women could have a congenial relationship. There was just strife involved in the relationship altogether. It hurt Abraham that they couldn't get along. And no doubt it hurts God sometimes when we don't get along. However, when a spirit crops up in an attitude that is inappropriate, that is inappropriate, it has to be dealt with. And Sarah saw it with Ishmael. Ishmael's laughing at Isaac was more than just laughing at. It was a mocking tone. It was one that was not appropriate. And it showed forth itself negatively in the original language, as it says in the Hebrew. And because of that negative sense and what Sarah saw, there became an understanding that, hey, the two could not dwell together, that Hagar and her son and Isaac and her and their family could not dwell together. And there's a time in our life sometimes we all deal with people who sometimes laugh at us or mock us or belittle us. And there are times when we want to lash out, we want to get revenge at some place or time in life, but that's not the attitude of the Lord. It's not his desire that we would lash out, exact vengeance, or wait for the appropriate time to get back at them the best we can. That's the way the world deals with things. That's the way the enemy of our soul would like us to deal with people. But God wants us to pray for our enemies, even those who would despitefully use us, the scripture says. And that laughing out tone, etc., that we might have seen happen is one that we do not want to see carried out again and again in our hearts and lives, but sometimes will. But for us to exact vengeance is not God's appropriate way. It's for us to pray for. It is for us to constructively try to minister in the relationship that gets the best fruit for the Lord. There's some of you out there who have been very hurt by circumstances and situations in life. For that, I'm sad, and each one of us have gone through it. But I want you to know that we can get through it. I'll never forget one time when I was at a camp meeting. I was a young man. I had just received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and I was all on fire for God. And I was enjoying this camp meeting together with a lot of youth. And My best friend was with me at that campground, and then he knew some of my quote nicknames. Well, I don't know why, but he took one of those nicknames and wrote it on a sheet of paper and somehow at some point it slapped my back with it and it stayed on my back. And I went around for hours on that campground with this paper on my back using a kind of derisive name, one that I was not happy about. And I was wondering why people were laughing or smiling or making giggles whenever I passed them. I later found out what it was, and it hurt me very, very badly. It kind of ruined the camp meeting for me and all the spiritual good that I was hoping to get out of it. But God healed the relationship. And, I really don't remember if there was actually an apology ever given for it. I don't remember if I really sought an apology. I more so just wanted to put it under the blood of the Lamb and put it in the sea of forgetfulness. And sometimes, just like God deals with us, that's how we deal with it. Now, if the behavior would have gone on and on with my friend, I would have appropriately spoke to him and tried to make sure that either through my intercession or the help of an advocate, we would have dealt with the situation in an appropriate measure. And if people continue to laugh at or mock you, you need to do that. You need to go to them privately or to go with them with an advocate and try to deal with the situation appropriately. However, how we deal with what has been done to us is best to take up the shield of faith, quench the fiery darts of the wicked, take out the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and begin to believe the word, pray for those who have despitefully used us or even been enemies or have done us wrong, and go forth in the love of Christ and believe God for good things and changes of heart if necessary. Don't let someone's laughing out or laughing at, excuse me, or mocking you or boasting and belittling you get you to a place where you show a wrong spirit, try to exact justice yourself, back at them at some appropriate time. Let Christ be your judge. Let the Lord fight your battles and show forth love and pulverize that person with the love and the mercy of God. Easier said than done, preacher, I know. But if you allow that spirit to be within you that was in Christ Jesus, you'll be able to stay there even as Jesus Christ did, quote, on the cross, despite the mocking, the yelling, the screaming, and taking upon all of humanity's sins, bore witness of God's love at the cross, ignoring all that was said against him, those who tried to mock him as being the Son of God, etc. If the Lord can do that for us, for our salvation at the cross, staying at the cross, dealing with the humiliation that he went through, I can deal with a little bit of being laughed at and boasted at, and thereupon seeing someone belittle me. Let God's Spirit be within us. Let God's love pulverize the hurts and help us to help others to grow in the grace and the knowledge of God. And the next time someone laughs at you, pray for them. If it happens again, go to them prayerfully. If they continue the behavior, then get an advocate, an intercessor, for their benefit and yours, but most appropriately. Don't allow yourself to be a spiteful person. Exact revenge. Let God fight your battles. God bless you today. Thank you for being with us on the prayer line. If you need to reach us at CGMF, you can do so by calling us at 646-926-0401 or emailing us at cgmfinc@gmail.com. Thank you for being with us today, and I pray that this message was a blessing to you. God bless you in Jesus' name.